I can feel something. Perhaps because the jungle reminds me of home a little. There's definitely something here that doesn't belong.
So where is Moon? Hiding up a tree, maybe? Lying down in the long grass, perhaps? Having a bit of a snooze? We've been had! There's no one here. There isn't a hut or a dwelling or a big lump in the ground for as far as I can see. And I can see pretty damn far. And I'm wet! I hate being wet!
Something's here. And it knows we're here.
The ground trembled under their feet. The pink grass waved wildly. And then, the center of the clearing bulged suddenly upwards, the ground cracking apart, throwing dark earth in all directions.
Holy Jesus!
Pale roots and tubers and wet, crawling things surged up out of the broken earth and were thrust aside as a vast, new shape emerged slowly and relentlessly from its earthy bed. A steel hole smeared with wet mud emerged from the gaping crevasse, rising up and up, until at last the wreck of an old-fashioned space yacht filled the clearing, buoyed up and brought to the surface again by the concentrated will of Tobias Moon and the Red Brain. The old ship slowly settled into its new place, half its bulk still sunken in the ground, the battered prow straining towards the overcast sky and open air, for the first time in decades.
Dear God. That's Owen's ship. That's Sunstrider 2. I'd know it anywhere.
Of course. They crash-landed here. The ship was never recovered. We're probably the first people to see it in 200 years. Is Moon inside it?
I suppose so. I guess we go in.
A bad move. That thing looks like a tomb to me. Or a prison. Or a trap.
There could be anything in here.
Ow!
All that weapons training I put you through and you're still a scaredy cat.
Brett rubbed his head.
I'm a live scaredy cat. I can't help feeling there's a definite connection between the two.
We go in. If Moon is in there, I really don't think we should keep him waiting.
Lewis smiled slowly.
Look at it. This is Owen's ship. It'll be like walking into legend. Into his life.
You're really easy to impress, Deathstalker, you know that? Alright, it's a famous ship, and I could probably arrange a really sweet salvage deal if you'd let me, which you won't. But the ship is a mess. Look at it. Oh, this had to have been a really bad landing. The hull split open in several places, there's no sign of rear assemblies, and Christ alone knows what happened to the sensor spikes. They must have hit the ground like a wrath of God.
Exactly. And they walked away from it. Think how tough, how more than human they would have had to have been to do that.
So what do we do? Knock on the hull and wait to be invited in?
There's a really big opening down by the engine compartment. And there are some strange energies radiating from it.
They all looked at the Reptiloid. You can see energies?
Oh yes. And these are really weird energies.
Then that's our invitation. Lewis led them down the length of the Sunstrider 2, heading for the stern. Up close, the old yacht looked rougher, realer than it had in his imagination. He'd heard tales about this ship all his life, but he could have flown a ship like this. He had the skills. He still felt a tingle of almost superstitious awe as he approached the great rent in the steel hull over the engine chamber. Something had smashed right through the reinforced hull, leaving a rent a dozen feet high and almost as wide. It didn't look like crash damage. Lewis swallowed hard and led the way in, moving cautiously through the gloomy interior, walking where Owen and his companions had walked long ago. There was a clear path to the engine compartment. But scarlet vegetation had worked its way into the yacht over the years, lining the interior bulkheads with thick mattings of fibrous materials. It grew thicker as Lewis led the way further in, until they were all walking hunched over through a narrow tunnel like a soft, furry red artery. Finally, in an enclosed space that at once, but no longer, held the ship's star drive, they found Tobias Moon. The living fibers lining the chamber glowed with a soft, rosy light, illuminating the Hayden man as he sat cross-legged on the floor, his head bowed forward, his chin resting on his chest. His eyes were closed, and he didn't seem to be breathing. He was a man's size and shape, but even still and silent, there was something of dread and awe about him. He looked to be tall, but not as tall as Rose, broad and muscular, but not so much as Lewis. None of that mattered. This was Tobias Moon. He was surrounded and enveloped by a mass of barbed and thorned vines that over the years had pierced and penetrated his body in 100 places, as though plugging him into the mass plant consciousness of the red brain. Lewis studied the slowly pulsing crimson strands that cocooned Moon's body and tried to work out exactly what kind of place his quest had brought him to. A coffin or a regeneration tank? Was this just another preserved body like St. Beatrice? Or did life still move in what had, after all, been a cyborg body, one of the infamous augmented men?
The energies are very harsh here. Unhealthy. They hurt my head. I've never seen anything like them before. I don't think we should stay here.
I can feel something. Look at what the jungle's done to him, Lewis. Do you suppose it did that to him while he was still alive? Can we cut him free?
I don't think we're meant to. I think this is something he chose. Moon lifted his head. And they all jumped. Moon slowly turned his head to look at his visitors, and a fierce golden glow filled his eyes, unnervingly bright in the rosy-tinted light of the engine chamber. A chill ran through Lewis. No one had seen the glowing golden eyes of a Hayden man in centuries, the mark of Cain, and the cyborgs humanity had created, the augmented men who became the enemies of humanity, the butchers of Brahman, driven by their merciless creed of transformation through technology to pitilessly murder and destroy. They were long gone now, boogeymen to frighten children. But Moon still lived.
Welcome, Deathstalker.
His face had subtly inhuman lines.
If you've come to me, you must be in serious trouble.